outline of prayer. And many people actually recite this prayer, but what this prayer actually means is it teaches us actually how to pray. And I'm just going to read this to you quickly, because some of you probably know this. You may pray this prayer even with your parents. And it's Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who has debted against us or sinned against us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now, how many know that? Huh? Yes, right, hands are going up now, aren't they? Right. Now, Jesus is showing us that it is important to speak to God. Now, we speak to our own parents, our friends, our families. You'll be doing a lot of talking today. There'll be a lot of talking going on after the meeting. But we don't really seem to talk much to God, do we? And yet he's right with us and in us, because we are made in his image. Now, how many of you young people talk to God? Yeah, you talk to God? And does he talk back? Yes?
I get feeling when you don't have deliverance or salvation in what you say. So sometimes I get that feeling that I know that's obviously just a heart full.
Right. So God can speak back to us in many ways, can't he? What are the ways you think that God can speak back to us? If we speak to him, what are some of the ways that he can actually speak back to us? Yes,
visions.
Visions. Yes.
Miracles.
Sorry?
Miracles.
Miracles, yes. How else can he speak to us?
By showing us places in the Bible.
Showing us places in the Bible, yes. How else can he speak? Yes.
It was a sign of salvation, something like that.
Through salvation? Yeah. Any other ways? Any other ways that he can speak to us? Yes?
Healing.
Healing, yes. Healing. Any other thoughts that how he can speak to us? People around you? Yes. And what were you going to say?
People prophesying.
So we brought up quite a few areas as to how God can speak to us. Now, isn't that amazing? That as you talk to God, as you pray to God, you will find that he will speak to you and he will communicate to you in the right way. Or are you listening? He will communicate to you in the right way. And that's the most important thing. He's not necessarily going to speak to us through an audible voice, but he might speak to you through hearing something through the preaching. Or he might speak to you through somebody said about the Bible, the Word. Or he might speak to you through a prophecy. Or he might even speak to you through your mother or your father. Sometimes he speaks to us when we've been let down or we feel sad. Sometimes he speaks to us when we feel joyful. Maybe sometimes he speaks to us through unhappy events. There are many ways that God speaks to you, and that is why you want to be open and listen to what he says. And that is why he gives us a clue as to how to pray. And I want you to go home and I want you to look at the Lord's Prayer. Turn in Luke 11, chapter 11. There you'll see it right at the beginning on the second verse. I want you to have a look at the Lord's Prayer. And I want you to read it through and ask God if you don't understand some things in it. And he'll speak to you. He'll show you. Because it's very important that you speak to the Lord. That you communicate to him. Because he's going to speak back to you. And that is what's going to make your faith, your Christian faith, and what you see through the older people, you're going to then begin to understand that Jesus does live, he is alive, and he speaks. Alright? So that's Luke 11, from verse 2 onwards. The Lord's Prayer. Have a good read up on that. If you don't understand, you can always come to me next time, or talk to Mum or Dad or whoever, if there's things in it you don't understand. But above all, who can you really talk to? There's somebody you can talk to, yes? To God. And he will show you what he means by the Lord's Prayer. Alright?